Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad everyone is here. Hopefully everyone is here who's meant to be here, right? So I decided to do a really cool show. And, you know, I think besides the flood of the time we're living in, right, what I really feel is our angels and guides are really, really, really trying to share, to connect with us. I want to do that. I want to talk about what that means to us. How do we know when our angels and guides are connecting with us, right? What are some signs that they send us? So I'm going to give you a few of them here tonight, and you go, oh my gosh, Tarie, I am already feeling those, right? It's Friday night, and and I want to give you something so you can put an understanding with why you're experiencing some of the things that you're experiencing and what's really going on, okay? And I think that, or I know that our angels and guides are really in God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever you believe in, is really trying to connect with us, because this is a time that there's a lot of change going on, and sometimes it is not so easy, is it? So anyway, so here's a few of them that you can take a look at and say, okay, this is happening to me. You know, and so tonight's show is signs your angels and your guides want to connect with you. So have you had any different experiences, or you're like, why is this happening again? So let's go with the first one. A lot of times you'll see the same numbers, right? 777, 444, 11, 11, by the way, it's an angelic, it's a master number. You know, so you may want to get something to look at numbers. I know Doreen Virtue has a wonderful book out there, What Numbers Mean. So, you know, if you're seeing 444, some number consistently, that usually means your angels and your guides want to talk to you or trying to get a message to you. So look at it. Look at, you know, I know there's a lot of different books out there. There's a lot of different number meanings out there. So if you're seeing the same one, once again, go and research it, right? What's one that you can look at? As I just said, Doreen Virtue. There's another one, Stars by Linda. I can't remember her last name. Linda, I can't remember. You know, but she does a different system. But, you know, all roads lead to the same thing. Your angels and your guides are trying to talk to you. So, or you can call me, 954-636-9401. But just remember, you know, I know when I see 444, for instance, I know that my angels and my guides are trying to connect with me and tell me something. You know, also God, you know, in Jeshua, I call Jesus Jeshua, it's his Hebrew name, Buddha, you know. So I go, okay, what are they trying to say? Okay, so that's one way. Then another one is finding a feather. I think that the angels and the guides connect in Heavenland, any of the beings in Heavenland, connect with you by white feathers particularly. So when you see a white feather, you're like, okay, I know that you may be wanting a sign or something like that this is the right thing for you. So a lot of times they'll send you the number sequence. I usually see it in three, but some people see it in two or one. Doesn't really matter. You know what resonates with you. So, you know, or maybe a feather, like a white feather, a blue feather. I always pick up white feathers. So, you know, whatever that means to you. Another way of connecting with your angels is a lot of times you may feel our guides or even loved ones on the other side, right? You're like, oh, I want to know that you're watching over me, right? And so you'll feel them and you go, okay, send me a song on the radio, right? You know, a lot of times you remember that song years ago, Love Will Keep Us Together? That is one that I know my mother's here, okay? She loved that song and she'll, you know, I'll hear it and I was like, oh, okay. Thanks, Mom. You know, so maybe you have a certain song that you and your loved one, you and your angels and God love. Because I, whenever in the morning time when I'm having my morning devotions, you know, my morning meditation my intentions that I put out to the universe. What I like to do is I'll dedicate that song to, you know, my higher power, angels, God, guides, and all that. So songs on the radio, time, you know, like numbers, okay? So, you know, 4:44 for me, maybe it's 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. for you, whatever. You know, one, two, or three numbers, maybe more than that. I don't know. You know what resonates with you, okay? So that's a couple of them right there. A lot of times you'll want to see a particular flower, right? You know, so I have a friend of mine, she goes, every time I see a daisy, I know it's my grandmother. I also, when I smell roses, I know it's my angels. So, you know, if you smell or see a flower that you're familiar with, a lot of times I'll communicate with seeing the flower. That doesn't necessarily mean a live flower. Maybe it's a painting. Just remember, okay? So the other day I go, okay, and I've been able to see angels since I was three. And I said, if this is the right way for me to, something, the right thing for me to do, let me see a butterfly. So it was in the Michaels, most of you guys know the store Michaels, and I saw butterflies, okay? They had like, you know, I can't remember, but it was like butterflies. So cool, thank you, you know? So just know, you'll know what sign to ask for, because it, as I said, they all resonate with you. So those are a few of them right there. A lot of times our angels and our guides and our loved ones on the other side, and I didn't really talk about that, but I feel led to right now. You know, you'll get a feeling, you know, so you'll feel like somebody's nudging you, you know, pushing you or whatever. And a lot of times that it is a warning sign. But also, you know, I will have my angels and my guides, like I'll feel their hand, for instance, on the top of my head, helping to ground me when I'm doing a really strong, powerful meditation or I'm having a dream. You know, sometimes we just need to know that we're not by ourselves, right? So that's one of them as well. So you've got feathers, you've got numbers, right? You got flowers, male or seeing something. you know, so... you know, those are a few of the signs right there. You got a touch, or, you know, like I said, I will feel my angels or my guides, the hand on the top of my head to ground me. So just know that. And then what's another one? You know, a lot of times we'll get dreams and we don't even understand, you know, what that dream means. I have a client of mine, she knew that something was coming up, and she had it was a big fear that she had since she was a little girl, I think. And so she says, Cherie, I had this dream. And in the dream, I saw the house I used to live in. I saw my bedroom that I was, you know, I had when I was a little girl. And I saw a couple of friends of mine from school. And she goes, and they told me a big storm was coming and to be prepared. And things that I had held on to that don't work for me anymore, because the angels, they really have a way of helping you let go, right? She said, I knew we're going. And she said, I saw where they used to be in my life. And there was, you know, like when you set something on the table and it leaves a ring, like something cold on your coffee table. We hopefully don't do that, but sometimes we do. She said, I saw like things that had used to be in my room were no longer there. So I knew that I had done a massive major cleaning and from this big storm of sorts. So that's something right there. And remember too, dreams are one way. So, you know, maybe you're having a dream and they're trying to convey something to you. And if you don't understand it, just say, I am asking for clarity. That's all you have to say when you wake up in the morning, and you'll get it. I promise you, and you'll get it in time. I just talked to a friend of mine the other day. She said her sweetheart, he had saw his mother in a dream the night before, and she goes, I've got some information for you. And they were at a party, and so she was able to give him the information, right? And just remember, it doesn't mean that they'll come walking on water or whatever. Maybe they will. I don't know. But what I do know is that if they have a message for you, they will tell you. They will tell you in a really cool way. Okay, you know what I mean, and come to you that way as well. So, just so you know, that was something that he went through. You know, and he got the message, and then he, she gave him the, he got the message, she received it, and then the, a few days later he was able to implement it. So how do you get to that point? Well, one of the ways that your angels and guides could come to you is talking to you through dreams while you sleep. Also through meditation, you may get symbols, right? And or you may get, you know, a vision of something. So remember, whatever you're seeing, dreaming about, or in meditation, you can go to dreammoods.com, and they can, and they have definitions of symbols. Doesn't mean that you dream about them, or maybe you do. But what I am saying is, when you're in that altered state, whether it's dreams and or meditation, you can get symbols and find out what they mean. Okay? And they're, and Dream Moods is pretty right on, I think, so just so you know. Okay? Also, sometimes you'll get words and phrases. I was somebody told me this. Okay. As I said, I do a lot of coaching, and one of my clients said, you know, I was, I go, what do I need to do? And she said, I was driving down the road, and I saw the word stop, okay, like on a billboard or whatever. And she goes, I knew that's what I needed to do. And so she did. You know, so you get a phrase or a word, maybe you read it in a book, maybe you see it on a billboard, you know, maybe it's a street name, you know, and that kind of thing. So that can be something there, okay? Also, let's just talk about this one, animals. A lot of times you'll get messages from your angels and guides and your animal guides, totem animals, power animals, and we all have them. One of mine is a dolphin. Another one is a dolphin, which is one that is really gentle and gives me a lot of spiritual guidance, as my two jaguars do. It's like making a choice, and they're there to show me the choice, okay? So maybe you have your angels and your guides, and a couple of them are animals. We always have animal guides and angels, and you have, may have a sense about it or whatever. But when you have those dreams about your angels and guides and your animal guides, just remember they could be telling you something that you really need to know, okay? So, you know, that's a cool thing, you know, too, as well. So, that's a lot of different signs there that you can be receiving, and just honor them, you know, and ask for clarity and just use the words, I am, because that's that part of you that's connected to God, grateful for the clarity you're giving me about this dream. I'll share this with you. And like I said, you can hear a word or a phrase that will be meant for you and you understand it. So trust it. Okay. And you go, I need, you don't need to say, I need to see that 10 more times. Don't do that. I get it. I totally get it. But just trust, okay? Because part of your lesson is to learn to trust. But I, you know, I had a friend the other day that I told you she's a client and heard the or saw the word stop, right? So she knew she needed to do that. So those are a couple of things that you can do as well. You know what I mean? And just know. You know, that your angels and your guides are really working to connect with you. And if you're asking for clarity, let me tell you, I want to give you this because I was going to tell you this a second ago. One of my clients, she says, Cherie, it was the neatest thing. She said, I asked Joshua, because she calls him the same thing I do. It's Hebrew for Jesus. She says, I asked Joshua and the angels to give me a confirmation that in how to fix this. And she goes, because I didn't understand what was going on. Have you ever had one of those problems? I usually call it working on a computer because I know zero about that. But she said, so I asked for clarification. She goes, I got it in the weirdest way. And she goes, there was somebody else that had the same problem and said what he did. And I go, oh, thank you. Thank you, Joshua. And she goes, I had it fixed within a few minutes. So, you know, just put it out there, forget about it, you know, and the answer will come to you. I promise you. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it will, but it will, okay? How does that sound? Good, right? So, you know, I know you guys are going through quite a bit of things there, and I also know that you're trying to read the signs and the symbols and everything like that, and you have them. Just trust in them, okay? Do you understand? Trust in what you're getting. And don't say, hey, give it to me again or whatever. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to accept that one. And I promise you, when you have faith, just the faith of a mustard seed, right? There's a, my dad used to tell me that one. Then you can do anything. Okay? You don't have to have a lot, just a few, little bit. Just a mustard seed. And mustard seeds are really small, tiny, whatever. All right? So I hope that helps you. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful Friday night, Saturday. I'm here with my sweetheart, and we're doing some things, paperwork, and it's nice to have a family. So enjoy yours, okay? And I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to do a great show tomorrow, and so tune in and listen for it. I don't think you'll be disappointed. Okay, have a great night, and we will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.